Flip a nickel on a swizzle. What's that wordy word? Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, gods and goddesses. What y'all on? How y'all coming? I'm Old Dog, Big Money Man. Miss Thing got it on me, I got it in me. Bringing y'all a pre-recorded podcast once again. It's live to me and pre-recorded to y'all. Same toilet, different shit, you hear me? Ain't shit changed like shit stains. Before I do food for thought, I want to talk about the FBG Duck murder trial once again. That lets you know if anybody been surfacing on this trial, been tuning in on it, it lets you know that more motherfuckers are snitches than you think. It also lets you know that more motherfuckers are capable of snitching than you think. You cannot trust anybody. Not only are these clowns going in there and doing their own reports, giving out false information, taking information from a trial. First of all, you're not supposed to speak on no criminal activities while motherfuckers in the custody of the law, state law or federal law, city law, whoever. Law is the law, right? And then when you speak on these false narratives and you try to police some shit and investigate and do your own research and do this and that and the third, and you policing, you making it hard for the motherfucker that's already in trial, because somebody gonna get that information and come back and say some bullshit. All these dudes getting on the stand, they speaking about shit that ain't got nothing to do with the trial. And that's the spooky part. They solving murders that had nothing to do with this trial. Instead of solving Duck's murder, they solving motherfucking murders that happened 10, 15 years ago, 5 years ago. I think about 20 plus murders that have been solved in the last 2 weeks in that trial. They literally telling everything. I have never seen no shit like this, man. It makes Chicago look bad as a whole. Once upon a time, I would say it don't make Chicago look bad, because Chicago is a melting pot for different races. And it also just make the individual look bad, or individuals. But shit, as a black race, it make us look bad, especially in the city of Chicago. Everybody telling on their mama, man. Their mamas is telling, their baby mamas is telling. Like, I know Duck looking down like, what the fuck? Duck probably won't even want justice for his death, because he's a street dude. He'd rather his homies get it in blood and get it in the streets or retaliate, which shit should stop. You know what I'm saying? Because instead of retaliate, I'm not going to say what he did when his brother got killed, but I will say this. His mama told him to retaliate with music, and he did that because he got some heat now. He definitely put down some heat before he died. But that's what made them dudes mad, because they kept bickering with dude, and he shut up. And then when he came out and dissed him, and he was very disrespectful in his diss record on both of them. Probably one of the hardest drill, most disrespectful diss records in drill music of all time. Probably most disrespectful diss song in history. I mean, not only was he naming the dead bodies and naming the people who died, the dead, he talked about the scenes, gave them nicknames, disrespecting them. Like, dude was, wow, he went in. He literally sat down, popped him a damn DayQuil or something to stay up, and sat down and wrote that song and took his time and really put some thought in it, man. I don't think he missed a body, man. He talked about everybody, man. It's wild. And he also talked about a few dudes are still alive. Talking about who ran, who this, who that, what they did, who did what. You know, he wasn't really policing nobody, but he was just saying what they did. He, generally speaking, he didn't mention the killer's name. But he damn sure mentioned the victim's name. I say that to say this. Neither side is righteous. Neither side is innocent. Oblah, excuse me. Got savages just like guys on 63rd, St. Lawrence. You know what I'm saying? All through those areas. I mean, they also been talking about backdoor situation that's been happening. Like, for instance, J Money from Oblah. He got backdoored by a female. They trying to set a backdoor situation. His homies that was with him ran, pulled off and left him. The rest of them ran. His baby mama calling and trying to figure out where her baby father is. And he kept saying, one of the guys from Oblock, I'm not going to say his name, keep saying, okay, he cool. But the whole time he laying on the ground dead. Smoke coming out of his face and chest. He been shot in the face, chest, and everything. Even though he was a very dangerous dude, one of them guys did him dirty. And if you really want to think about it, it lets you know you can't trust nobody. It lets you know that your mama tell you something about these guys, these females that you hanging around. And then when you get back though, something happened to you, your last words is God, Jesus, or mama. Your mama already warned you. God was already warning you spiritually and physically, and he was putting a bug in your ear. He was also warning you consciously. You ignored the signs. You ignored the way they treat you. You ignored how they whisper and talk about you when you're not around. You ignored the fact that you shine and you get money and they looking bummy and they wolves and they hungry and they looking at you like a piece of meat. You ignoring the fact that your conscience and that feeling you get and that sensation in your stomach, them butterflies in your stomach and that sensation in your chest. You ignoring all that shit. You ignoring that these motherfuckers are planning on killing you. Even if they don't plot it, one of them willing to do it, take the risk to get you out the way because they jealous of you, plus they want what you got. You ignoring what your mama tell you. Your mama OG, she been around longer than you, she seen more than you, but you want to ignore your mama. Just because most of y'all mama ain't from the streets don't mean they don't know the streets. They know you. They know other people. They know what's going on. They also know what was going on before you was born. They might not know everything, but a mother has a sixth sense that most people don't have. It's that motherly instinct kicking in, that conscious from the motherly instinct. It's hard to explain, but it is a sixth sense. Pay attention. Listen to her. Even if you get tired of her nagging, that nagging might save your fucking life because she not telling you this for nothing. She love you. She care about you. She know you grown. Especially if you're not grown, you definitely should listen to your mom. Even if you are grown, you still should listen to your mom. But if your little ass is underage, you're supposed to listen to your mom and be obedient because you're still a child. Even as a grown man or woman, it's cool to listen to your mom because your mom ain't gonna tell you nothing wrong. And it's crazy how the mother put these children first when they're kids. But when these kids grow up, they put their mothers and fathers last. That's just the way it is. Put these kids first you want to, and they ass grow up, your ass gonna be in a nursing home on the back burner, begging and asking for help and favors. They're not gonna do much for you. There are only a few people out here that really love their mother and parents and do for them. I'm not saying stay under your mother's wing forever. I'm not saying move in with her. I'm saying stay out the way, but still help your mother and love and cherish her and pray for her and love her from a distance if you can. If you got a family, that's understandable. But your mother's still your mother regardless. But she ain't gonna tell you nothing wrong. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of family members from the Weaker family would wish that Duck's mama would install that in her children, her sons. Stay out the street, stay out the way, stop dissing people, stop shooting people, stop doing this, stop doing that. But she ain't do that. She kind of sort of glorified it. And then, you know, something happened to your kids, you want to hoop and holler. But, you know, nobody wants to see their child back though, playing in the streets, holding their head, shot up, you know, face blowed off, all this other crazy shit. Nobody wants to see that. What are you going to tell the kids? What are you going to tell the mother of the child? I mean, what you going to tell them? Other folks that looked up to you. You just took a whole bunch of souls, man. You broke hearts and you took souls. You damn sure took at least one. And you took the life. So it's like, what do we get out of this? What do we get out of this? I mean, I don't know what we get out of. There are a lot of artists that's getting out of jail. And it's like, same artist that got into it with King Von when he died. He getting out. Well, he already been released, I think. You know, he's on federal hold. He's got a monitor on his ankle bracelet, whatever y'all want to call it. And, you know, he's going to be under the RICO Act for the most part. You know what I'm saying, giving your homies guns and hundreds of thousands of dollars to put in murders and do licks for you. Who wants to come home to that? An 8-ball and a swizzle and a gun, some bullshit. I want to come home to you putting money in my pocket saying, hey, man, I'm going to start a business for you. Here's some money. Start your own business. That's what I prefer to see. That's what real homies do. But they don't think like that. They don't know that. They don't understand that. Y'all keep giving these dudes drugs and money and dope and guns. All they're doing is killing each other and shit. Y'all are the Ku Klux Klan. But y'all blame the white man when they lock your black dumb asses up like caged animals, but you acting like caged animals. But you mad at them, though. But you doing the same thing they would do to you. But you doing it for free. Can't enjoy that money when your ass locked up. Can't enjoy that beautiful girl when you locked up. Can't enjoy anything. You can't do none of that shit if you dead. You ain't gonna even be in jail. You gonna be in somebody's graveyard, somebody's cheap ass, raggedy ass casket full of worms. That's what you want. That's what's bound for you. That's what you get. That's what you will get. All I'm saying is, know your right from your left and your left from your right. Stop trusting everybody. Don't tell your business, sell your business. This trial is the most, and I'm dwelling on this trial because it is the most ridiculous trial of all time from what I know and I can remember and I've seen, I have witnessed. Maybe there's been trials worse than this one. This is the most ghettoest, craziest trial ever. These white people know that these black people would tell. They giving up their own people like slaves in the master's slave pit or something. They know that these niggas that can't do no time. Y'all commit crime, but y'all can't do no time. All these killers is telling each other, you wasn't doing none of this. You were talking, no, fuck 12. This and then the third. Fuck police, fuck 12. I wouldn't wish jail upon my worst enemy. Freedom guy, freedom niggas, that's them niggas, freedom niggas. But not only you telling on your ops, you telling on the niggas that you grew up with, your right-hand man, and niggas that was your partner in crime. How you gonna say all that shit? You telling on your motherfucking homeboys, let alone your ops, you telling on both. One man got everybody locked up. You were told on your ops. You ain't never seen your op kill nobody, but you telling on them because they shot at you and you telling them what kind of guns they got and they done raided these niggas' houses because y'all grew up together. You know what I'm saying? You sent the 12 on them, speaking about other murders that killed your homie. But you always talking about get back, and you ain't got no get back for none of your homies. But you know how to send the police to get it, don't you? These dudes are fake. They clowns. They goofies. they sissified, they all of the above. Just bubble them all, check them all off. They everything. Everything but the right thing, you know what I'm saying? I just wish this trial go smooth. Me personally, you know, I do believe in getting it back in the streets, getting it in blood, you know what I'm saying? Doing my own 1-2 thing. It ain't always got to be about the streets. Streets ain't got nothing to do with life. It's just personal. But, you know, I don't wish jail upon my worst enemy. But all the snitching they doing on these guys, I'm not a judge and I'm not God, but I don't know. The feds want to give them life for what the feds was announcing. And, you know, there's nobody to even get revenge for Duck, because most of them guys are dead. The last little few are in jail. So they never was a big crew like that anyway, for the most part. But, hey, it is what it is, man. Live your life, man. Take care of your kids. Take care of your grandma, you know what I'm saying, your mama, the elders of your family, the elders outside of you, whoever. Just do what you can. Become a better person and a better woman, because this ain't it. Carry guns all day, sitting around being lazy ain't it. Get a job, go to school, do something. Instead of being in somebody's morgue or somebody's funeral home, somebody's jail cell. You know what I'm saying? With rotten smells and cold and hard sinks and beds. And you can't stretch out. Can't watch TV when you want. Can't do what you want. You know what I'm saying? Eat nasty food all day. You know, all this other crazy, weird ass shit. That's what's going to happen for you and to you. So think about that before you bust a move. Think about it. Food for thought, man. This is about education and working. If you feel like you got skills to take on the world and have your own career, build your own business, then do so. But don't tell another person, male or female, that they can't go to school and get an education. You don't have to always tell people that you only use 5% of what you learn in school in the real world. 95% of the shit you don't need nor use in the real world. Yeah, I get it. High school, of course. But college is different. College is prepping you for your career. College is prepping you for what's outside in that world, professionally. If somebody want to go to college, let them go to college. Somebody just need to go to high school, tell them they need to be in high school. Every day. No tardies. No late. No missing classes. No missing days. You know what I'm saying? Doing the right thing. Come to class. They need to study and everything. If they can play sports, do so, but still study. You know, promote positivity. Promote education. You know what I'm saying? Be a role model. Represent. Man, these kids is falling bad out of school. Education level's low as fuck. It's at its all-time low. Kids not even think about school no more. They watching YouTube. On IG, you know what I'm saying? Wearing shoes, Jordans, and you know what I'm saying? Popping pills and all types of crazy shit. Smoking weed, you know? Come on, man. I mean, it's not like generations and generations prior to these. This generation wasn't bad. But it's getting worse and worse and worse. That's what I'm saying. It's not going to get no better. Maybe it might get worse before it get better. But at least we can save at least a life or two. That's what it's about, saving a life. But get your education if you can. Continue to strive. Continue to educate yourself. Go to school, college, make good grades. Don't let nobody take you out your shine. Don't let nobody tell you you can't go to school and be who you can or want to be. Don't let them do it. Because if you tell them that, they call you a hater. When they tell you that, oh, it's cool. This and that and the third. No, fuck all that. They don't know nothing. They don't know what you're capable of doing or what you can and can't do. Because they're not the one educating you. Any opportunity you get to go to school, take it. Times is hard. As long as you got a certificate or degree, diploma, all that shit under your belt, you can get a job somewhere. But there's a catch to it. As long as your record is clean and clear, no felonies on it, because they look at criminal activity. That's just they're scared. They don't want a lead psychopath, a crazy person, drug dealer on their jobs. Which that's being judgmental, but you know how they are. You can't tell these scary people how they think. It's just their job sites. They do what they want. Do the right thing like Spike Lee. That's all I'm saying. Christmas is coming up. A lot of kids didn't even get Thanksgiving, let alone Christmas presents under the tree. It's going to be a lot of broken hearts. So some of these kids might get a lot of things. They might not get everything they want, but they get something. As long as they got a roof over their head, their stomach full, they warm, whatever the case may be, that's a blessing. They'll be all right. Can't spoil them forever, unless you got it like that. Got the money to do so, or the necessities to do so. Everybody don't have it. You gotta be safe out here. New Year's is coming up. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of shooting, fireworks. Don't set nothing on fire. Be careful. Play it safe. If you gotta wet the ground you're around, wet your air, take a water hose, wet the trees. Do what you gotta do. Hopefully it's cold and dry and maybe raining on New Year's. I don't know. Well, I'm mad it's supposed to rain on Christmas, so. But just be careful. You make a New Year's resolution. Do new things, but don't act brand new. Know where you come from and be humble. Because there's a lot of fake motherfuckers out here that's just brand new motherfucker for some reason. Just like a motherfucker who get money. You acting different. You got a little money in your pocket. You look different. I get it. But you acting different too. You think you somebody. So what you gonna do when you get broke? Act like a broke nigga again? That's why you have to be humble. Humble yourself. You should have it already in your heart, in your system, in your body, in your persona, in your aura, in your spirit, your soul. You should already have humbleness inside of you as a human being. Even animals know how to humble themselves. They might not know what it means, but they know how it feels. That's all I'm saying. New Year's is coming up, man. It's gonna be a sad Christmas for a lot of folks. To me personally, I remember the Christmas spirit. It was beautiful. I can feel it. Back in the day when I was a kid, even though I didn't really believe in it, mother never believed in it. We didn't care for that. We didn't believe in it, but we would put a tree up, put presents under there. Nowadays, since I'm older, things are not the same. People are not the same. I don't feel a Christmas spirit anymore. I don't feel that no more. I don't even see people wearing Christmas colors anymore. You might see a few people out here. Not to say everybody's the same. A few white folks out here, a few black folks, maybe a few Hispanics, Feliz Navidad, and all this and that and the third. But, man, listen, motherfuckers ain't on that. They don't care nothing about that. People are starting to wake up. They're not celebrating pagan holidays, pagan religions, pagan belief systems, or the pagan as government. Most people these days are anti-government, anti-everything. You can't blame them. We've been lied to for so damn long. It's a crying shame. That's all I am saying. It's been a long year. I've dropped a lot of episodes, or maybe not enough. But for the ones that listen to me, I appreciate y'all, man. It's not the end of the year yet, so we got several days until so. But countdown is coming. Christmas ain't got here yet. Christmas will be here soon. It's time to make a change. It's time to stop eating what you ate this year. It's time to eat healthier, drink healthier, drink more water, exercise more, do more, educate yourself more, and put more time into yourself to become a better man or woman. Stop always doing for others and do for you for a change. There's nothing wrong with that. And most of all, get closer to the Most High Creator that you believe in and put the Most High Creator first. Because without Him, you ain't gonna survive or be anything. Nothing's gonna work for you without the Creator. So how you gonna forget about the one that blessed everything, that blessed the world? He's the reason why there's you. He's the reason why you're breathing. He's the reason why you have whatever it may be. And the intelligent level, the most intelligent being of all, cannot forget that the Most High is all. He is everything. So don't never forget that. I'll be bringing y'all more heat soon. Next episode will be about conspiracy. It's going to be a bad one. It's going to be a deep one. It's going to be a little creepy, but let's hope y'all understand it. Be dropping. Thank y'all for listening. Stay clean. Stay dangerous. Oh, no.